Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears and I expect you to speak to me and minister to me right where I am. My heart is open and my ears are ready to hear from you today. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just thank you for your presence today. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for just speaking through me today and ministering to people right where they're at. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the keys to live a joyful life. And we just thank you for that right now. And we ask you, Lord, to just move in this place, Lord, as your word goes forth. And we just give you praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Give your neighbor a high five and you can be seated. But you get to stay. Amen. No, I never have anybody to high five. Yeah. That's great. Amen. Come on. This morning, I wanted to share something I thought about this past week with you. And I was thinking about how important it is just to maintain your happiness. How many of you know it's good to stay happy? Amen. Amen. And I'm not talking about none of that flaky happiness, like, where people are looking at you like, oh, God, they're nuts. And you know what I'm talking about, those people you try to avoid when they're that way, overly friendly and just, I was just thinking about how important it is to be happy. Because things happen in life, don't they? Things happen. How many of you know it rained like cats and dogs? As soon as we got back from camp, I mean, it rained. And I mean rained. I thought Noah was coming back and going to build the other ark. Because it was bad.
Hey, we prayed that it would not yep. rain while we were camping. It didn't.
So, amen. It didn't rain. Yep. Didn't rain at all. Yesterday, Joe, and thank God for Pastor Matthew and Ranger Joe and Thomas, who I don't know who all to thank, Wesley. They all came back up here. William was here. Helped set the sound system up. This building had no sound. We took everything to camp. And thank you guys for setting up. I tried to take everybody that was here yesterday out to eat because I wanted to bless them and just feed them for working so hard. But when we got in the car, if y'all remember yesterday evening, it really rained. I mean, it rained. And on the way home, Melissa's mom's not here. Pray for her. She wasn't feeling well this morning. On the way home, we're pulling in the driveway. She's talking about how she's going to run into the house. And now I'm going to run back out and get my stuff out of the car.
No, you are not going to run in the house. You're not running back out.
So I'm thinking to myself, I got to be the good son here. And I had my red umbrella because I had to help her into the car. I was soaked at the restaurant. Got her into the car and had to help her lift up into the car. So driving home thinking I got to help her in because this rain is not stopping. So we pull in the driveway after she said this, and I'm thinking, oh, no, you're not. And I immediately turn because I'm short, you know. So when I'm in the car, I kind of rotate on the seat, and I put both feet on the ground because if I don't, I'm going to fall. Well, it was raining so hard. What are you laughing at? It was raining so hard. Pray for Jesus. It was raining so hard. When I turned out of the car and I was trying to get the umbrella out from under me, but my feet hit the ground in our driveway, and I'm telling you, I was airborne. Both feet in the air. My elbow hit the concrete, and it bled, and my shoulder hit the, what do they call that part of the car? The running board of the car, but then my head double tapped the car, and it sounded bad.
Oh, it sounded very bad. I was on the phone. I forgot whether I was on the phone or it hung up. And we were on the phone with William, so he was on speakerphone already, and he heard that someone fell, but he didn't hear any. I didn't hang up. I threw the phone on the dash.
I was hollering. I'm like, oh no!
I'm like, oh no! In Jesus' name, you are healed and whole. You are.
And she's hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I am laying there. I am blacked out in my eyes. I can't see anything. It was then stars.
And the
rain's coming down. I was soaked from head to toe. I mean, my wallet was soaked. Everything was soaked. It's kind of funny. And then she's trying to open it up. I can't open it. I can't open it.
I'm pushing the button, and the button's not. I think
go,
he
push
jammed
the button.
It
my God, push the button.
I am pushing the button.
Well, then finally she opens it. And she opens it right next. I'm starting to raise up from the daze and still blacking out. And all of a sudden the umbrella, bam, hits me in the head as it opens.
He goes, next time, don't come help
I
me when
time,
I fall.
Don't you dare come help me.
I said, don't fall next time.
So anyway, did I say that right?
Am I done with the story? Am I done?
Yeah.
Yeah, William said he stayed on speakerphone for like 2 minutes and he finally just hung up. He didn't know who fell. So. Yeah. And he didn't call back and ask.
No. Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm still a little dizzy. When I bend over, I still see stars. I don't know if I have a little bit of a concussion, but there's a knot back here really big. And I was driving in this morning. I had my elbow. I drive a lot of times with my elbow on the armrest or up on the where the window is. And I could not do that. Every time I did, I went, oh! So anyway, I'm glad I'm okay. And that's good. But boy, how many of you know things happen? And I didn't hurry. I literally just spun around. I was going to get out, open the umbrella up, walk around and get her out of the car and help her in the house. Because, I mean, it was bad. And when you come into our garage when it's raining, it is slicker than snot on a doorknob. And you got to be careful. And but I've never fallen out there on the pea gravel driveway ever. And boy, that was exciting. So anyway, how many of you know you need to be happy all the time? I said all that to say this. You know, things happen, right? And and it's funny. I had this message come up that I wanted to do earlier in the week, and I thought, wow, this is really prophetic here. So, you know, things happen. You know, sometimes we fall down. I remember at a football game once. I went to my high school, and we were playing our rival. I'd been at college and came back, and we all cheered when they got that big touchdown, and I jumped up in the air, and my legs came out from under me when I sat down, and I busted my tailbone. I got you to know for 2-3 months, I hurt so bad. But things happen, right? Come on. Sometimes, you know, you're driving down the road, and for no apparent reason, somebody just wants to pull out in front of you, right? Total your truck. You know, last weekend? 2 weeks now, Wesley and Marie were coming back from going to In-N-Out to get a burger in Murfreesboro or Franklin. And they hydroplaned down 840, yeah. And the truck spun around, a semi carrying pigs, of all things. Lots of pigs, lots of hogs. They bounced off that truck, and it forced them to bounce into the guardrail. But praise God for the guardrail. It kept them from going off into the ravine. I mean, God's good. Amen. And just some soreness, but everything's okay. You know, things happen sometimes. But you can't lose your noodle over it. You can't get upset over it. You got to keep yourself happy all the time. Amen. Everybody say happy all the time. I was thinking about this week when we did Elf in Somerville. And I got asked to play Buddy's dad. And Thomas was Buddy. And that was fun. I really loved that. It was fun doing all that and having to be a mean, nasty guy. And I mean, it was fun, but that song that they sang sticks in your head like it's the song that never ends. It's a small world or something like that. Happy all the time, though. All the time. Happy all the time. How's it go? Happy. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it just goes and goes and goes. And the little kids are dancing around on the stage. That's all I see when I hear those words, happy all the time. And but you can't lose your joy over that. You just got to laugh. Last night when we came into the house, she goes, what can I get for you? Because I was hurting so bad. I wanted to get my pants. I'm not giving you a visual. I'm sorry. But I wanted to get out of the wet clothes because I was shivering all over. Everything hurt. This morning when I got up, my neck was hurting. And I said, well, thank God, it's all good. It could have been a lot worse. But I was sitting in the chairs in front of the fireplace, and after she asked me what she could get for me, I said, I'd really like to have a coffee. So I sat there drinking the coffee, and then she walked out. We were doing laundry or something, and you came back in, and I was over there just giggling, because all I could think about was that umbrella hitting me in the face. That's when I hollered out. I said, don't you ever help me again when I fall down. Anyway, the Bible tells us. Don't you want to hear the word today? That's why you came, right? Okay. I mean, the Bible tells us in Psalm 118 and verse 24. If you got your hand out, you're going to want to take notes today. This is important. But Psalm 118 and verse 24, and this is the New King James. It says, this is the day that what? The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be. Read the whole verse out loud with me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, the Passion, and the Passion is not a translation. It's a paraphrase. Let's just be real. But I like how it read here. I looked it up last night and added it to the notes. But it said, this is the very day of the Lord that brings gladness and joy, filling our hearts with glee. Amen. I giggled all night thinking about that umbrella hitting me in the face. I did. All I could think about was that umbrella. And every time I'd roll over in the bed, I'd wake up because my head hurt. But you know, you just got to giggle. You got to laugh about it. You know, I heard somebody say once, if you don't laugh about it, it's going to ruin your whole day. Amen? If you don't laugh about it, it'll ruin your whole day. You got to shout. You got to give joy to the Lord. You got to give Him praise and be thankful. You know, in a world full of constant change, in a world full of unexpected challenges and daily pressures, with everything that the world can throw at you, even slipping out of your car onto the driveway, both feet in the air, head bouncing off the car, it can be real easy to slip into a It's going to be real easy to slip into a pattern of focusing on what is wrong rather than what is right. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people, I don't care how long you've been saved, I don't care how long you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, carrying that Bible under your arm, tongue talker, giving praise to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. But then in the next breath, my good for nothing, God bless. You know, we're all going to die. Or you'll say things that are so negative. You don't realize how much of your world you're orchestrating. I said, you do not realize how much of your world you're orchestrating. Because the Bible says with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The word salvation means complete deliverance. Not just salvation from the devil's hell, but complete deliverance. What you say matters. Proverbs says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. In the world full of constant change and unexpected challenges and daily pressures, I mean, anything that the world can throw at you, you can't get into a pattern of focusing on what's wrong rather than what's right. And a lot of people unknowingly train their minds. And I'm going to stop for a minute. You ought to write that down. You are the one who trains your mind. You are the one who trains your mind. The attitudes that you have, that foul mouth that you have, whatever it is, you're the one who wires your thinking yourself. Now, I know some influences can happen in our lives that affect us. I get that. But that's not your crutch. You can change your mouth just as easy as you can change your praise. Amen. You can change that mouth of yours. A lot of people unknowingly train their minds to rehearse. You ready? A lot of people will unknowingly train their minds to rehearse disappointments, to replay, rehearse, replay frustrations, to rehearse and anticipate negative outcomes. Oh, I just don't feel good. Negative. I'll tell you, you know, she asked me this morning, how you feel? I go, well, my neck hurts, my head hurts, but I'm all right. A little dizzy, I'm all right. I'm going to harp on it. Jesus is the healer, right? You got to speak right and talk right if you're going to live right. Amen. But a lot of people do. They focus and rehearse their disappointments over and over and over. They replay their frustrations over and over and over. They anticipate negative outcomes over and over and over. And over time, this way of thinking creates a life that becomes overshadowed by heaviness. Heaviness. Everybody say heaviness. You keep rehearsing these things in your mind and speaking them out of your mouth, you're going to overshadow your own life with heaviness. You create heaviness where joy feels distant. And you ready? Despair becomes your familiar friend. And it's all because of your negativity. What you speak, what you say. Amen. Folks, this is not the life God intends for you. This is not the life He intends for me. He intends for you and me to be what? Happy all the time. I know trouble happens. I slipped out of the car. But it's okay. I'm still happy. Still got to laugh about it. Right? Still got to laugh about it. Wesley got into his truck after they towed it to wherever they towed it to. They had to go back to Nashville to find their stuff that they left in there. He got in and all their chargers were gone. The tow company took all their chargers. What else did they take? Those are the main things. But they were nice chargers. They were important chargers. But you didn't lose your joy over it. It's going to be okay. You know, God said, hey, we're alive. Hey, you're breathing today. Isn't that good news? You're breathing. That's something to shout about. You're breathing. Listen, God did not intend your life to be negative and full of despair and heaviness all the time. He intended for your life to be happy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it what? Y'all know it, John 10:10. Thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have and have it more. Amen. See, the Lord's called us to a higher way of living. Oh, come on. You know, hear some people talk, you think they'd never stepped up to a higher way of living. They cuss before they give praise. They get mad at anybody for no reason. And you know why? It's because you trained and wired your head that way. And you can't blame 20 years ago. You've had plenty of time to fix all that. Oh, curl your toes. I love you. Sometimes an empty wagon rattles the most. It's time to put some good stuff in your wagon. Amen. That or your wheels are falling off and you can't get anything done. If you've got so many negativity things that come out of your mouth all the time, it's going to affect you. Amen. Again, the Lord has called you and He has called me to a higher way of living. One that's not dictated by circumstance, but a life that is anchored in Him. Anchored in Him. Everybody say, I'm anchored.
I'm anchored.
Amen. A lot of people drop anchors, but they drop it in the wrong port. You need to drop your anchor on the Word. And that Word needs to be what flows out of that mouth. Amen. I know it sounds like a real basic message, but you'd be surprised how many people don't do any of this. They'll act one way at church, act like somebody else when they get in the car and they're in the left lane. You got to realize God's called you and He's called me to a higher way of living. Amen. See, continual joy isn't the absence of problems. The continual joy, it's the presence of God in the midst of all those problems. Amen. See, it's not that my life is dictated by circumstance. I'm anchored in Him. And if I'm anchored in Him, then continual joy is me in the presence of God all the time, no matter what trouble's going on around me. Amen. You know, I was trying to hurry and get here this morning, and I got in the car and realized I only had like 26 miles in the car. And Melissa always laughs about me about this. She likes to fill up when it's a quarter of a tank. Anybody like that? Oh, half a tank. So, yeah, how many half tankers we got here? How many like to run it down till you got 5 miles left? There you go. Thank God. Y'all my people. Y'all are my people right there. You know, I had to pull over to Kroger there in Oakland, and I was trying to hurry. And, you know, I had to dial in. You know, you got the Kroger card number. And I'm punching it in, and I punched it in 3 times wrong. And then when I put my card in to pay for the gas, I punched the PIN number in 3 times wrong. I almost had to go up to the lady and tell her, I'm not trying to steal gas, ma'am. I just need your help. But it was okay. You can't get frustrated. You know, God's called you to be a higher way of living. Amen. So I had to stand there at the pump. Whew. And I had to hold on to the car for a minute because I got dizzy for a second after thinking about it and bending over. I just said, all right, slowly we punched numbers. And my Kroger card's our old phone number from another house. So I'm punching that in. I got it. And then the card number. Okay, 4 numbers. I can do this. Listen. Continual joy in your life isn't the absence of problems. It's the presence of God in the midst of trouble. Amen. If you're going to write something down, this is good. It's the quiet confidence that no matter what season you're in, you're not walking through it alone. Can I say that again? See, Jesus is on the inside of all of us, right? That's just a good message to preach. Everybody needs to hear this every once in a while. Jesus is alive and well on the inside of you and me. And you know, that his presence is your source and your stability. He's the quiet confidence. Remember, he gifted you with his peace. He gave it to you. He is your quiet confidence that keeps you stable. He is the quiet confidence that no matter what season you're in, you're not walking through it alone. Anybody ever had a bad season? You went through a rough time? You had some body problems come on? Yeah? And things, you know, things just happen. You fractured something, you got to get over it. Maybe had your knee replaced, you had to do all that physical therapy, you wanted to kill that physical therapist. Yeah, I mean, you wanted to mash their mouth if they told you to do one more thing. I went physical therapy, I think, 2 times, and I didn't go back. I learned the exercises myself. I was not going to deal with the gal that was from Young Frankenstein. She wasn't going to deal with it. Y'all know what I'm saying if you've seen that. But I just learned the exercises myself. You know, you just got to remind yourself you're not walking through this alone. You're not. So I wanted to give you 3 quick keys this morning. How you can be happy all the time. All right? These are simple, but you'd be amazed how many people just don't do it. All right? The first key that you need to know is the key of joy. Joy begins with perspective. Happiness and joy begin with perspective. You know, what we choose to focus on determines how we will experience life. If you focus only on what's missing, what's broken, what's uncertain, then your heart will naturally follow that direction. But when you intentionally, if you intentionally, like a gear shift in a car, if you intentionally will shift your focus on the things of God, on the joy of the Lord, on His Word, when you shift your focus to God and His goodness and His faithfulness and His promises, your whole outlook begins to change. Amen. You start to see not just what's happening to you, but what God is doing within you. And to me, folks, that matters the most. Amen? Psalm 118 and verse 24 again. What does it say? It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will what? and be glad. Who's rejoicing? All right. Rejoicing is your choice. Amen. Melissa helped her mom in after I fell. I went and sat in front of the hot rod on the painter's bench and sat there shaking all over for a minute because I couldn't see real good and I was dizzy, but all I could come out of my mouth was, thank God I'm okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, your healing power is working in my body. Thank you, Lord, that your joy is my strength. And it just took a minute, you know. I turned my elbow over and there's blood coming down. I'm thinking, wow, could have been a lot worse. I could have been laying there on the ground in the rain. And the umbrella would not wake me up at all. Amen. But you got to notice here, it's your choice to rejoice. That's a good way to write that down. It's my choice to rejoice. That'd make a good t-shirt. My choice to rejoice. Amen. See, it's not based whether the day unfolds perfectly, because I'm going to tell you right now, the day is never going to unfold perfectly. We don't live in the Walgreens world where everything's perfect. Things happen. You know, my yard used to be thick and green and lush and thick. I got dead spots everywhere this year. It drives me nuts. I don't like it. Working on it. It'll get there. It's going to happen. I'm thankful for all the rain. But, you know, things happen, you know. It's not going to unfold perfectly all the time. You're going to have a season. But you got to remind yourself, the simple truth is that God's given you another day that's filled with His presence, and He's given you an opportunity at that moment just to shout and rejoice. See, joy is cultivated when you decide to see each day as a gift rather than a burden. God's joy is cultivated in you when you see each day as a gift and not a burden. Amen. You know, one of the greatest hindrances to continual joy, one of the greatest hindrances to continual joy is dwelling on negativity. Dwelling on negativity. I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but how many of y'all have ever been negative? Stop it. Shut your mouth. You know, I remember saying, did she ever do this to you, Matthew? Mom, come in the room, wash your mouth out with a bar of soap. Joy dishwashing liquid. That was a new one. I didn't have that happen. I had the Ivory soap or the Jergens soap. Man, I said something once, and she came in there and held me down and just put that soap in my mouth. Our mother was fun. Amen. I got problem. No, I'm just kidding. Our mama was fun. She. I'll tell you what. I said something once. She went outside, got a switch off the tree, and beat me like a government mule. He learned joy real quick. But you know, one of the greatest hindrances is just dwelling on negativity. When you magnify a problem, it grows larger in your mind than God, who is able to solve it. When you sit and constantly magnify the problems, speaking negativity, your problems will grow larger in your head than the God who is able to solve it all. And you'll exalt your negativity over the Word, over the promise of God. And you got to stop it. See, when we magnify the Lord, when we magnify Him, we think about His power, we think about His wisdom, we think about His unfailing love, and we start to rise above the heaviness that's in of our circumstances. We rise above it. And this does not mean we ignore difficulties. Listen, I didn't ignore how I felt. I was there. It was real. But I know I can get past it. Are you with me? You can get past whatever season you're in. And rather than, you know, we're not ignoring difficulties. We don't pretend that they don't exist. But we face them with a different attitude. We bring our concerns to God. We trust in Him. We trust Him to give us wisdom, to give us guidance, to give us strength. Like Jolena said, we don't jaywalk the plan of God. We trust Him. We rely on Him. Amen. Because He gives us strength. You know, Philippians 4, you write it down, it's not in the notes, but Philippians 4, 6, and 7 encourages us not to be anxious, but to bring everything to God in prayer. As we do that, you know what? We magnify peace, the peace that guards our hearts, the peace that keeps things right. Amen. We got that porch swing on the back that Josh Tucker brought here and gave to us and blessed us with it. We put cushions on it. But Saturday? We were cooking out, and Wesley was grilling the chicken. And I just sat in that porch swing watching him grill. I didn't grill. We celebrated my birthday early since I'm going to be in Estonia. I don't know. It was just, I sat back in my mind. I kept thinking, God, thank you for your peace. Just rocking back and forth. And we're talking. But all along in the back of my head, thank God for your peace. Thank God for your peace. Because your peace is your foundation for joy. His peace is your foundation for joy. Which brings me to number two. You got to learn to trust God through every season. Life, trust God through every season. Life, everybody say life.
Life.
Life is made up of different seasons. Life is made up of different times of growth. Everybody say growth. Some of you need to grow up. Amen. Life is made up of different seasons. Times to grow up, time to wait. How many of you love waiting? You love waiting in line? I tried to get tickets to a concert. How long did I sit on the couch there waiting? I think an hour and a half. But I got them. I was in the queue. But when it came up, you better be ready. Because you only had a few seconds, or I mean a few minutes to get it done. But life's made up of different seasons. You know, times to grow. You got times you got to wait. And nobody likes that. You got times where you celebrate. We had a celebration. I got to eat cake for the first time. Like two slices of birthday cake. That was good. Even had peace last night. Didn't hurt me. But, you know, sometimes we have times of celebration. And here's a good one. Everybody just doesn't like this word. But sometimes there's times of seasons of challenge. Huh? Now, don't poke your neighbor. You're a big challenge. No, no. No, no. That's not what we're here for. You know, you have times where there's challenges. Amen. A toilet stops up. Wesley had the toilet run through the house the other day. He couldn't figure out where the water came from. Then he figured it out. Oh, the joy of that circumstance to call the plumber. But it got fixed. But you know what? Challenges come. Each season in your life brings its own set of circumstances. But your God and my God always remains constant through every season. Can I say that again? Your God and my God always remains constant in every season. And I'll tell you this is good wisdom. Friends and people fluctuate, but God never fluctuates. He never changes. Amen. Glory to God. God's faithful. When you rely on Him for direction and strength, you can face every season with a sense of steadiness and hope. I think a lot of times people postpone joy in their lives, telling themselves, you know what, I'll be happy when things get better. But see, joy is not meant to be delayed. Are you hearing me? Joy is not meant to be delayed. It's meant to be experienced right now. Amen. God's grace is available all the time. It's available today. Not just for some future moment. You know, that song in the Sweet By and By, I mean, I get why it's written, but really it's kind of negative. Because when you read the scriptures, you realize the sweet by and by is the here and now. Yes. It is here and it is now. We got to realize that joy never depends on external conditions. Joy comes from an internal relationship with the Master who gave you all things that pertain unto life, including joy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Which brings me to the last point, and it's a quick one. Number three, this key is important. You need to realize that being happy all the time is you living in continual joy. You know, it's not about perfection, but it's about consistency. Everybody say consistency. If I can be fatherly to you, if I was talking to my sons, even my daughters-in-law, I would tell you this. There will be moments when emotions will fluctuate and challenges will feel overwhelming. But it's during those moments that we can return to God and refocus our thoughts and declare His goodness over all the aspects of our lives. You see, joy is sustained by you staying connected to the source. Your joy is sustained by you staying connected to the source. Now, we all know there's things you do. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. In His presence is fullness of, and the joy of the Lord is my. We know all of this. But you have to be consistent about these things. And here's a real theological, send your brain into lock. The Lord does not want you to live under a cloud of heaviness or despair. The world and doctors and people that feel sorry for you, that's what they think. God has set you free from heaviness and despair. Jesus came so that you could walk free from mental torment and the bondages of emotional depression. In fact, Isaiah prophesied that when he hung on the cross, that he delivered you from issues with emotional breakdown, with problems in your thought life, with mental torment, brokenness. He delivered you. He set you free. His blood was more than enough. The world wants you to think, I have this cloud of heaviness and I can't get free from it. I have an anchor on my leg, on my other leg, on my arms and legs, and I'm dragging them around. They're the only friends I've got. I'm never going to be happy. Oh, my God, the insanity, the humanity of it all. Well, listen to yourself. Run that nasty mouth. God never intended for you to live under a cloud of heaviness or despair. Jesus came to set you free. And the truth is that the Master set you free. Amen. Don't you think it's time to receive it and walk in it? And keep a continual attitude about the joy of the Lord in your life. Joy is sustained by you staying connected to the source. God has provided everything you need to live with joy, strength, and peace. And you look to Him for wisdom and guidance and support. You find the joy that becomes more than an occasional experience when it becomes a way of life. You will find when you make Him your source for everything, you will find that His joy is not an occasional experience, but it is literally a way of life. Can you say amen? Amen? Bow your heads with me. Let's pray. Amen. Father God, we just thank You right now for Your word. Lord, we just thank You. We don't have to live under a cloud of despair or heaviness. Lord, You've set us free. You've delivered us. Lord, even if we've been broken, even if Mom and Daddy did something to us when we were little, my God, we can shake that off because Jesus set us free. You set us free, Lord. Lord, whatever brokenness might be in our life, you set us free. You set us free. Sure, maybe we need to tell somebody and talk to somebody, but we got to come back to the Word. The Word tells me that you delivered me. Truth will set me free. Lord, we just thank you that we're free in Jesus. We're free. We're free. We're free. We're free. No more bondage. No more brokenness. No more sadness. No more despair. No more heaviness. But we've been delivered. We're children of the King. We're children of the King. We're not in a cloud of darkness or heaviness. We're not bound by the world system, but we're bound by the kingdom that operates with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your joy. We thank you, Lord, that we got your joy on the inside, bubbling up every moment. Oh, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, we got the greater one on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. I'm telling you this morning, no matter what season you're walking through, you got to remember His joy is in you. It's always available to you. And I challenge you right now, and I believe it's the Lord talking to each one of you this morning. Lift up your eyes from your circumstances and focus on the one who never, ever changes. Amen. And as you do that, you're going to find that even life, even in the midst of life's ups and downs, you can still live in continual joy. Oh, it's all about your consistency. It's all about your willingness to trust God in every season. It's all about you keeping Him in perspective. Amen. Lord, right now, I'm not asking anybody to raise their hands for this, but any of you in here, you've been dealing with something. Right now, just in your own mind, see yourself on the inside right now, shaking off all those weights. If you've been negative, all that negativity, just see yourself shaking your hands over and over. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. And begin to thank Him. Thank Him that that brokenness is gone. Thank Him that you've been delivered. Oh, praise His name. Thank Him that you've been saved. Ooh, so much to be glad about. You got more to be happy about than you got to be miserable about. Glory to God. So much to be happy about. Amen. Lord, I just speak a blessing over this congregation. I thank you, Lord, they're free. Free, free, free. And they operate in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Because your kingdom is not meat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Woo, we thank you for that. Glory to God. Y'all receive that today? Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If you're in here today, if you're watching online, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, what a great day to do that. And it's so easy to do. All you got to do is just ask Him to come into your heart. Ask Him to forgive you of all of your sins. In fact, we're going to pray together as a church. And I just ask you right now to pray with us. Pray it in faith. Pray with us right now. Church, pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me, to deliver me from all of my sins. I believe that He died and He was raised from the dead. Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart, make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live all of my days honoring you, serving you, until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, thank you for saving me. Amen and amen.